Hey, what's up? Welcome to a Woman Crush Wednesday edition of Fish Tank Bonus Tracks. I am Matt Fisher, and of course we take the popular Woman Crush, the WCW hashtag, and turn it into a podcast for you a little bit here where we can honor and recognize women in country music. And we take the time today to talk a little bit about Ashley Monroe. She was gracious enough to join us last week inside the Fish Tank. And we had the opportunity to talk everything from the state of the music industry to, the early part of her career, the turmoil that was in there with regards to record deals. We talked a little bit about the cool things that she's had the privilege of doing thanks to her career in music. And, of course, we talked a little bit about baseball as well. Her husband is Chicago White Sox pitcher John Danks. And I won't hold it against her. I'm a Cubs fan. I mean, we'll steer clear of that. But, of course, we got to chat a little bit about how they keep their professional lives separate, because neither one knows enough about the other's profession to dabble into it at all, but they can keep those apart and then, of course, live their personal life together, which is really cool. So, again, Woman Crush Wednesday, we talk Ashley Monroe today, and I had a chance to get some comments from Ashley about the cool things that she's been able to do so far in her career.
Oh, my gosh, so many. I was thinking about that this morning. I mean, I got to do an amazing collaboration with the Raconteurs and Jack White and Ricky Skaggs on one of their songs in 2008. And that was right when the labels merged, so I didn't even have a record deal, and that happened. And Sicily Anise has been a huge surprise. I never set out to be in a girl band, but that changed my life significantly for the better. This duet with Blake, if it just went number one, I mean, that was amazing. Yeah, I got to sing with Willie Nelson at his 80th birthday party at Jack White's studio. I got to sing a couple songs with him. I mean, there's so many memories that I've made just making music.
Yeah, nothing cooler than that. Of course, you mentioned the duet with Blake Shelton, which, of course, is Lonely Tonight, and that song went number one, and coming off the coattails of that, which, why not? I mean, if you're riding the high right there of a number one duet with probably the hottest male country singer in the world right now with Blake Shelton, you come off the tail of that one with your very own single, a brand new single, which is called On to Something Good. And Ashley told me a little bit about how this song is, kind of a retrospective of her life. Kind of, it's a chance to look back at her life a little bit and think that, you know what, if you can get through today, everything gets better.
You know, that song, and it's so hard for me to write up-tempo positive songs, not because I'm never happy, but just because normally when I'm happy, I just go be happy. I don't want to write a song. But, I lost my father when I was 13, and then my mom left, my brother and I came back. Just a lot of turmoil, a lot of stuff, too much for one interview to tell you. And we all have this. We all have a life story. And I was just thinking one day how important it is to keep on going and to not get stuck in those sad moments. You know, I thought I could sit down and cry for a little bit, but it's so important while we're still alive. If we're still alive and we make it through those hard times, to keep going and that there's something good waiting for you if you do. So that really is what that song is about. You know, wheels are going to rust if they don't turn enough. You know, it's just keep going. I'm better dancing when I don't look down. I love that line because it's like instead of overanalyzing everything you're doing or just close your eyes and go with it, you know. Ashley Monroe's On to Something Good. Of course, that song is on a future project from Ashley. Of course, we'll have to wait to hear when that album will be out. But in the meantime, you can download the tune right now if you want to go to iTunes and download On to Something Good. AshleyMonroe.com is the web address as well if you want to find out more and see more from Ashley and keep up to date with her and see her tour stops. It'll be September when she rolls into Northwest Iowa for the Clay County Fair, of course. So Ashley Monroe, today's Woman Crush Wednesday. So we salute women in country music. And of course, every Wednesday we'll have a new woman in country music that we salute with our Woman Crush Wednesday. It's your Fish Tank Bonus Tracks. Thanks for Push and Play.